The Seven Nations Soaring Eagles Healing Center is in the final stages of construction after nearly a decade of planning and effort. Located at 1278 West Creston Road, the center is a collaboration between the Te Naha Nation Council, Yukon Nuki, Lower Kootenai Band, and six other interior nations: Dakal Dene, Emlakapamix, Sekwepem, Stata, Silex, and Silhcutin. Originally envisioned as a $4 million project, the budget has since grown to $16 million, reflecting the challenges faced along the way. Still, the heart of the mission has never wavered: to provide indigenous-led treatment for those struggling with addiction. It was a long process, but we wanted to have something to offer communities to try and save lives, said Nasukin Jason Louis of Yukon Nuki. The toxic drug crisis has already taken so many people. You can't make anybody go to treatment, but it gives me peace of mind that, at the very least, we have something to offer, whereas before we didn't have anything. Construction broke ground in September 2024. Once complete, the center will provide culturally informed care rooted in indigenous knowledge and focused on wellness. The site will feature four residential dwellings with 16 treatment beds, a spirit walk through nearby trees, and a workshop for art, woodworking, and mechanics. The main building will house administration, gathering spaces, wellness services, a fitness room, and a kitchen and dining area. Progress has been slowed recently by supply chain issues. There's a minor setback, Louis explained. We were going full steam ahead and were actually ahead of schedule, and then there was a shortage in supply. I imagine tariffs have something to do with it, but it's halted things. Although there is no timeline for when the needed supplies will arrive, Louis said the project is nearing the finish line. You can tell if you've driven by that we're so near completion right now, he said. Key staff have recently been brought on board. An executive director and program director have already been hired, with recruitment underway for counseling and support positions. Once the staff come in, they'll go through orientation, organize the curriculum, and develop operations. So, they're slowly coming on and building their team, Louis said. Once progress continues, the center is anticipated to open in early 2026 and begin welcoming First Nations clients from across BC. I'm seeing the finish line, whereas, 10 years ago, I didn't even think it was possible. It is so close. We're going to get there, and it is exciting, said Louis.